from JMI Wealth. Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
223,000 in May alone, eh?
Oh, Mike. Yeah, well, we weathered a wet and windy Queen's Birthday weekend. The rest of the world was just getting on with it, weren't they? Now, Mike, cast your mind back. Last week, there was a fair bit of volatility, wasn't there, due to those trade and geopolitical tensions? Well, you can forget about all that. Don't worry about any of that. It's all okay. We've had a rebound back in share markets, and you've mentioned it now. One of the key factors behind that, the release of these May non-farm payrolls in the US on Friday night. Yes, payroll growth hit 223,000 for the month, well above market expectations, around 188,000, 190,000. So 3.8% headline unemployment rate. Yep, lowest they've had it since, you said, since April 2000. And it's widespread as well. I think black unemployment, they're talking about that as well, at 5.9%. That's falling very fast as well. Wages, though, so there's always this concern that as we drop the unemployment rate down to these levels, which are supposedly unsustainable in terms of holding wages steady, average hourly earnings rose 2.7%. Now, so that's in line with expectations, still indicates a couple more rate hikes from the Fed this year. And it looks, it really does look like you get into this virtuous economic cycle, don't you? Because more people are getting jobs, they're getting paid a little bit more, so they're consuming more, so people produce more. So it's that virtuous economic cycle that will continue for a while. US share markets, so they were up 1% on Friday's trading session, up in last night's trading session as well. Lots of green numbers across the Asian share market yesterday, in our absence in Europe as well. Well, green as far as I can see, and the Australian market was in positive territory yesterday as well, even with that sort of few wobbles in the banking sector that fine levelled at CBA and also ANZ under some spotlight as well. So it's all good.
Yeah.
We might have been wet, but the share markets were going up.
Good to hear. What about our terms of trade? How are we doing? Are we still making money?
Yeah, all good. Now, we've talked about terms of trade before. Friday, locally, we saw the release of the quarterly, so quarter one, terms of trade figures. Now, as I said, we've talked about these before. The terms of trade measures the ratio of our goods export prices to the import prices. So when it's high, it means we're getting more for our exports compared to our imports. That's a positive. Historically, it's also been pretty supportive of the currency. We are at historically very high levels. It did fall 1.9% in the first quarter, but put that into context, December quarter was an all-time high, and it was revised upwards a little bit as well. So a 1.9% fall, not a major concern at this stage. What dragged it down might probably a 6.7% fall in dairy prices over the quarter. Now, given its prevalence in the export markets, that contributes, you know, pretty materially. So we had a 2.2% fall in export prices. Import prices fell as well, not as much. Looking at sort of what's going to happen over the rest of the year, might see a little bit of slowing Chinese growth. That could impact on trade volumes. Now, we've had the conversation before, Mike, also about these forces acting on the New Zealand dollar. You've got these interest rate differentials. So fairly soft interest rates here, rising interest rates in the US. That puts downward pressure on the New Zealand dollar. But this high terms of trade, that acts as a sort of a break to that, acts as a support to that. So we just have to see how those two forces balance each other out as the year progresses.
Numbers, please, for Tuesday morning.
24,800 on the Dow. They're up 163, or 0.6%. S&P 500, 2744, up 10. NASDAQ, 7592. The FTSE 100, 7741. So they were up 0.5%. The Nikkei, 22475, up 304, 1.4%. Shanghai Composite, 3091. The ASX 200 was up 35 yesterday, 6025. And our Friday number for the NZX 50, we closed at 8636. Now, on the currency markets, New Zealand dollar a bit stronger this morning, 0.7036 against the US, 0.9198 against the Aussie, 0.6015 against the Euro, 0.5280 pounds. Japanese yen, 77.18. Gold, $1,293. Brent crude, $74.44, which was down about just over a dollar.
You have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Callagher at JMI Wealth. Note the name change, jmiwealth.co.nz.